בשס חושב רבונם, בשס ראש קוילו, מרונם ורבונם ורבויסאי. First of all, let me wish everybody a grosser mazel tov for this gewaldige milestone, bring zoiche to learn and to be Messiah, Masechet Shabbos. It's not an easy achievement, and I know it takes a lot of yegia in avoida and a gewaldige commitment, a gewaldige simcha. I remember when Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zeichet Tzadik Livrucha, spoke by the Sia Mashas here in Manchester 2 or 3 cycles ago. So he started his drusha, and he said, it's very easy to be a guest speaker by the Sia Mashas, because when you are asked to speak by a particular occasion, you need to speak about what the Olim has been learning. So let's say, for example, somebody calls you in, will you give a shiur to the Bnei HaKoilel? Well, you have to be in the sigya, otherwise, if you're not in the sigya, you can't speak about it. If it's a siyum on a peirik, so you have to know it, the peirik. Said Reb Chaim, here, whichever sigya I will speak about in the whole of Shas, I'm Baruch Hashem b'toich in yunim, because this is a siyum on Gam Shas, so I have the choice to take anywhere from Bruchas, Daf Beis, or Medalef, until the last Blat and Shas, and this will be Dvorim, which are Betochen Yunim. So I want to start tonight with a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, in Daf Kif Yid Beis, Omed Beis. The Gemara tells us as follows, Boya Rav Cheskia. Rav Cheskia asked the following question, Nikiv Kamoitse Zayis, V'chuza v'sosmoi, a person had a keli, and the keli became tomei, and it got a hole the size of a kezayis, which could render this keli, perhaps, that it's no longer considered a keli. But he went and he repaired it, he patched the hole up, and it got another hole somewhere else, and again, he went and he patched that hole up. And then he got a third hole and a fourth hole. Now, if he wouldn't have patched all those holes up, that keli would have become no longer considered a keli. And therefore, it would have been tohoi. But by the fact that he patched each hole up, so do we say, so this keli never became os keli? Or no? So we look at it, it had 3, 4 massive holes in it, and therefore the keli is no longer a keli. This is the shala that Rav Cheskia asked. Says the Gemara, Omale Rav Yochanan, Punim Chadushois Bui Lekam. We look at this keli, as this keli is a brand new keli. We look at all the holes, and although each hole by itself wasn't sufficient to render this keli, as it's no longer keli, but we put all these holes together, and together we say, this keli no longer existed, and it's now a new keli. Punim chadushas bulakam. Says the Gemara, Rav Cheskia was so impressed with this answer of Rav Yochanan, he said, Kure alei les dein banash. To say such an answer, this is an answer which somebody less dein banash. You're not a person, you're not a human being. Says Rashi, what are you? A malach. This is something which only a malach could say. Says the Chasam Sofer, what's the Gemara telling us with this story? And why was Reb Cheskia so impressed by this answer? They said, if you gave me this answer, you're not a regular human being, you are a malach. What did he see from this answer, Rabbi Yochanan? Zuk the Chasam Sofer, a gewaldige yesod. We know that our avoida is to work upon ourselves, to change our middos, to become great people. But we know when it comes to it, in reality, it just doesn't seem to go. So we put patches on things. We try a little bit here, but then we fall down, we try again, and we fall down again. So we're busy. Each time, like, something gets a hole, we patch it up. Gets another hole, and we patch it up. The shala is, are we the same original person that we started off, just with lots of patches on us? Or no? Do we say that we look at all the different things which we have tried to achieve over the years, and we're now a new person? Or no? He's just a patched up person, the same original fellow that he was. Zugde Chasam Sofer. From the answer of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said that a keli which got a hole in it and is being patched up, it got a second hole and it was patched up, a third keli, third hole and it got patched up. We don't say this is the original same keli. It's a punim chadushos. It's a brand new keli. Because we say as if all the holes, we look at them all together, that all the holes in one go and it's a new keli. The same yisod everybody can apply to themselves. And even if we look at ourselves, I'm just the same person I was yesterday. So I went and I came to the koilel and I learned. So I went up a madrega. But unfortunately, I don't remember it anymore, what I learned a month ago, half a year ago, a year ago. We're holding by a siyum. And we say, hold on, do I still remember Shabbos Daf Beis? Do I still remember Shabbos Daf Gimel? So Efshe Chas V'Shulem, a person could regard himself, I'm just the same fellow as I was when I started off, because everything I've tried to patch up, it's got a new hole in it. I didn't retain it. It's flowed out. We don't say that. If you try, and you try, and you try, we look at you as a punim chadushas. You are a new person. So Reb Chezki was so impressed. He said about Rabbi Yochanan, this is how you become a malach. You don't become a malach overnight. You become a malach stage by stage, growing and building. And even if it gets holes in what you've built, it doesn't matter. Carry on building, and you are considered a punim chadushas. Chazal tell us, a gemura mesechtes Megillah in Davov, we have a klal, yogato imotsoso tamin. A person has to make a yagia in Torah. If you want to be matzliach in Torah, there's only one way. Yagia. You have to toil and you have to strive. Says the Gemara, somebody's going to tell you, lo yogati imotsosi. I didn't try, but I was still got there. Al tamin. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, sometimes we feel it's too difficult to make a yagia. Sometimes a person wakes up in the morning and for one reason or another, his head doesn't seem to be on his shoulders. Whether he's just not feeling well, or he's heard some bad news, or something else has happened which has taken away his yishuv hadas, like unfortunately now and his, unfortunately, what's going on in the world. And a person feels it just doesn't go. So if it doesn't go, and we have a tanai, yogata imatsusatami, you have to make a yagia. So a person might think, so there's no point today in me going to learn, because my head is anyway not there. I'm anyway not going to manage. So we need to understand, how does this work? There's a gewaltige Masse von Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer, Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha. Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer, in his last years, when he was already old and weak, he was always very, very medactic to prepare the sforim himself for the shiur which he would give. And sometimes in the middle of the shiur, he needed to look up a gemara or a rambam, and the talmidim wanted to bring him the gemara. And he said, no, I want to get it myself. And in the middle of the shiur, he would go over from his place to the sforim shrank, and he would take out the gemara and the rambam, and he would be makpid that no one should help him. And the talmidim asked him, Rebbe, why don't you allow us to bring you the Gemara? And Reb Issa Zalman said, a gewaltige, gewaltige yesod. There is a Gemara in Masechtas Menuchas in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, says the Gemara a story about one of the Amoraim, Avimi. Avimi became ill and he forgot all his learning. Now Avimi had a Talmud, Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara that Avimi told his Talmud, Rav Chisda, you learnt by me and you remember all my she'irim. I want you to repeat to me all the she'irim which I have taught you. Tells us the Gemara that Avimi would go every day to his Talmud's house, to Rav Chisda's house, in order that Rav Chisda should repeat and teach him all the she'irim. Frek the Gemara, why did Avimi, the Rebbe, go to the Talmud's house? Surely would it be more respectful that the Talmud should have come to Avimi's house, not vice versa? Zuk the Gemara, Sova devahocha mistaya tvei. Avimi thought that by him being matriach himself, to go to Rav Chisda's house, he will have more siyata dishmaya to remember his learning. Says Rashi, why? Mishem yogati imotsusi. Otib Issa Zalman medai gevein from this Rashi, as in this Rashi state a gewaldige, gewaldige chiddish. Avimi had become ill. He couldn't remember his learning. Now you have to make a yegia in learning if you want to be matzliach. He was not able to make a yegia. He was yoitzer his yegias hatoira by going to his Talmud's house. Said Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer, I'm also old and weak, and I can't anymore learn with such yegia and an umal like I used to learn in my young years. I can't. I'm not able to anymore. That's how it is. Said Reb Issa Zalman, with that I am matriach myself to bring the Gemara, to bring the Rambam, this goes also into Yegias HaTorah. That's a gewaldige Wort. Sometimes I say, you wake up in the morning, it's freezing cold outside, it's rainy. Don't feel in the mood like going out today. Rather stay at home, or it's boiling hot, or wherever it should be. And I feel I can't concentrate today. It's not going to go. It's not going to work. So no point in going. Then it says, no, nishtazoi. If you are matriach yourself to come to the Beis HaMedrash and to sit with the Chabura, to be part of the Chabura, part of the Koilel, this is part of Yegias HaTorah, which about this is written, Yogata Imatsusa Tamin. Medeime person is also Zoicha to that Haftocha. You apply yourself, you'll be Zoicha to understand. The Mishnah says in Mesechtes Ovois, Arbua Midois Baholche Beis HaMedrash. The four types of people who come to the Beis HaMedrash. The greatest is Hoylech Ve'ena Oysa. There's Oysa Ve'ena Hoylech. And then we have the fourth category. We have Eina Hoylech Ve'ena Oysa. Says the Mishnah, somebody who's a Hoylech Ve'ena Oysa, he goes to the Beis HaMedrash of a Ve'ena Oysa. He doesn't learn anything with his Beis HaMedrash. Schar halicha biyudoi. He gets the schar chodsh that he came. Now the question which the Mephoshim ask is, but what schar is there if you didn't learn anything? Hoylech, you came to the Beis HaMedrash, oba ve'ena oisa, you didn't learn. So what schar is there? Said the Heilige Rishna, the schar is halicha biyudoi. After 120 years, you will be able to say, I want halicha biyude, I want to go with all those Talmid HaChomim. Because I came to the Beis HaMedrash. I came to the Beis HaMedrash and I was part of this Beis HaMedrash. If I was part of this Beis HaMedrash, so therefore even though I wasn't able to learn, I was part of them. So I want the same schar as them. Schar halicha biyudoi. And this is Be'emes, a Beferish Halucha in Shulchan Aruch. Steht in Simon Kif Nin Hei. Achash sheyutza mi beis haknesses. Once you finish davening shachris, yeilech lebeis hamedrash. You should go to the beis hamedrash. V'yikva eis lilmoid. Writes the Mishnah Brira. Vafilim einoy meivin ma shaloimdim. You might think this halucha is only for somebody who understands. If he doesn't understand, no point in going. Says Mishra, no. Even if you don't understand what they're learning, still go to the base of Medrash to sit there. Why? Mikol mukim ha'kuvah be'beis ha'medrash mitzvahi. Quotes the Mishra Brira, ikamoy sha'omri chazal, Umar of Yeshia, Umar of Nachman, call me Shabula Beis Haknesses, Vishamea Divre Torah, Zoiche Leishev Ben Hachachomem, Leusid Lovoi. Whoever goes to the Beis Medrash in this world, and he's sitting there, and even if he doesn't understand what they're talking about, are you in the Beis Medrash in this world? You'll be Zoiche to sit in the Beis Medrash in the next world. Shenema. Oizen shoymas toichachas chayim bekerev chachomem tulim. The ear which listened in this world to toichachas chayim, you heard words of Torah being spoken in this world, bekerev chachomem tulim. You'll be zoicha to sit amongst the chachomem in the next world. Chaim Kaufman, Zechon Evrucha, used to say over the following story. There was a Yid, a Maggid Shir, somewhere in Yerushalayim, and there was an Oilem used to come to his Shir, and one day, there was a newcomer to the Shir, a Yid who just come from Russia. Now, it was very apparent that this Yid who came to the Shir, this newcomer, he didn't understand not a word which was being spoken in the Shir. Nothing. You could see he was so far removed from everything, he didn't begin to understand a single word. But yet, this Yid came day after day to the Shir. And this how went on days and weeks and months. And the Maggid Shir was very, very taken aback. What is this Yid doing, sitting here every day by my Shir? I see very clearly he's so spaced out. He doesn't know when to turn over the page even. Didn't even know how to say properly, read properly, Aleph Beis. He really was so, and yet he comes every day, was there from beginning to end. But he didn't want to embarrass this Yid to say anything to him. So he never said anything to him. And one day, this was the middle of winter, there was a snowstorm. Now we know in Eretz Yisrael, when there's a snowstorm, the whole of Yerushalayim grinds to a halt. Nothing moves, nobody goes out. So that day, when there was this snowstorm, nobody came to the Shir except for this one Yid from Russia. A Yid from Russia is not nispul from a few snowflakes. So he was the only one who turned up at the Shir. See, it was him with the Maggid Shir. So there were the two of them just together. So the Maggid Shir said to this Yid, I hope you don't mind me asking, see you're not mamish holding with us in the Sigya, just trying to understand why you come every day. I'm very moved. And he came from the other side of Yerushalayim. He came a long way from the other side of Yerushalayim. You're coming every day to the Shir. I want to understand what brings you here. So the Yid said, you're right. I don't understand a single word that you're saying. Nothing. Shtei gornish megornish. But I tell you, the reason why I come is as follows. I was sitting, said, I don't know where he lived, in Russia, Moscow, Leningrad, wherever it was. I was sitting in my town, in a cafe there, minding my own business, having a cup of coffee. And suddenly, the KGB burst into the cafe where I was sitting. They arrested me with a whole group of other people there in the cafe. And they threw me into prison, and I was put on trial. And I said, I'm totally innocent. What were you arresting me for? I didn't do anything wrong. I did nothing wrong. No, it doesn't go like that. There was a whole group of people sitting in that cafe next to you who they were doing, I don't know what they were doing. They were doing something which was illegal, something terrible according to the Russian authorities, the Khalapuchas. They were doing something illegal. So this Yid said, I didn't know that. I don't know who these people were. I didn't know anything. Don't tell us that one. You were sitting with them, you're part of them. If you were with them, I said, no, I wasn't. I was just sitting minding my own business. I don't know these people. No, doesn't go. If you were sitting there in the cafe with them, you're part of them. And he said he was sentenced to many years in prison in Siberia, Gesach Gelitten. He said, this is what I was taught. If you're sitting with them, you're part of them. So he said, so I've come out now to Eretz Yisrael. Atak, I don't understand anything. But this, as I feel weissig, if I'm sitting here with Yidno learning Torah, ich weiß ja, ich weiß nicht, ich verstehe ja, ich verstehe nicht. If I am sitting here with Yidno learning Torah, I am part of them. This is what I was told. So he came every single day to the Shia. And as we just saw, this is Be'etzem, this is this Chazal, which is brought here in the Mishnah Brira. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, writes the same Yisod. He writes as follows, in Torah Shebal Peh, im Einoi Meivin Aperish, if you don't understand what you're learning, Einoi Nechshev Limit, you weren't Yoitz the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Va'afa Pikein, Yesh Le'udam Lasik B'chol HaTorah, Gam B'Devorim Shlo Yichal Lehovin. Don't skip it out. No, say it. Learn it, even though you don't really understand what you're saying. Ela usid lovoi, yiske lehoven ela hasig, kol haptoira she usig bob oile mazeh, veloi hesiga mikoitze datoi. You'll be zoich in the next world to understand everything, even that what you didn't understand in this world. And as I sharp the Sefer Chassidim, the same lushan. That if a person is matriach himself in this world, even if he doesn't understand, in the next world he'll be zoicha in the Sifta Rekia. I once asked the Gates of Rosh Hashiva Zolazan Gezint, Rabbi Avrom Govitz, if he could explain to me a medrash pela. There is a medrash, not a well-known medrash, there's a small medrash called Medrash Agudas Bereshis, just on Sefer Bereshis. This was written by Rav, the Amora Rav. It's not so well known, I don't see it much around. And I once saw this Medrash, I thought, I need to ask a pshat. The lushan of the Medrash is as follows. Le'usid lovai, in the future, asidim liois temeim. Everybody's going to be taken aback and to wonder. Mahi kach ploini sheyushav v'loy shuna meyomav v'loy kura. How can it be this person, he never learnt nothing meyomav. V'hare hi yoshav im ha'uvois. He's sitting in Gan Eden, where? With the uvos hakdoshim, Avrom, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Im Messiah imuim, and he's speaking with them. How can it be a fellow v'loy shuna v'loy kura meyomav? V'akodesh Baruch Hu oimer lehem, ma lechem temeim? Why are you so surprised? Why are you so taken aback? Lo zochi eli elam ibnei sheshomeli bechayeim. They were only zoicha because they listened to me during their lifetime. Abach gefreit, Rabbi Avrom, I don't understand. If they, how can the medrash? Because they listened to me. If he never learned, what does it mean? How did he listen? And if he listened, so he must have learned. How does it go? So Bavrom said, we're speaking about somebody, he tried to learn, he couldn't understand. So Loishunav Laikura Meyumov meant he was never able to remember his learning. He didn't retain his learning. But he tried. So said the Boishan, why are you so surprised? There were only Zoicha, Nesha Shomeli, they tried. And if they tried, is Yoishiv, but others began Aiden, existed in the others in the Gan Eden. So this is the Gewaltig Yisod which we see here from all the Mephoshim and the Chazal, that we are Messiah and Mesechta. It's not Chas V'Shulam, but I don't really remember it so well. So I don't, if I get a Feher now, I don't know how many, what great, that's not the Yisod. A person learns, you put one patch on another patch, a person becomes a Punim Chadushos. You become a new person. And not only become a new person, but a person is koina. Koina Torah, he becomes a new person. And through that, he zoicha to this gewaltige matrege of bekerev chachomem tulin. He'll be zoicha lachem evesrim shuna to sit with the ovis in Messiah Chimu and Began Eden. So the Rabbi Yishon Taka helps him as the mschis from the learning, and especially learning Mesech the Shabbos. It's got an extra segila. Shabbos is doch Mekoy habrucha vayivurach lekimis yoyim ha-shivi melent besech the Shabbos. So the ganze woch is a Shabbos dike woch is doch Mekoy habrucha du so mashpia zan brucha for the alle loimdim and all the mishpuchas that they should all be zoich only to simcha in nachas in atzlucha v'toich koltiv v'tov omen ken yirutzoy.